Dopamine is has now got a big X on it, you know, hazardous in the drinking water. And chloramine really can't be boiled out of the water. And it kills fish and hobby tanks. And it can cause changes in the animal brains. In veterinary medicine, I'll be going into this in other shows. As far as killing fish and hobby tanks, they all tell you at the pet store that you can put drops in the water. But really, what you're doing is putting formaldehyde. That's a formaldehyde base, and that's put in the water. And essentially what you're doing is just pickling your hobby fish is what you're doing, just keeping them going for a time. And then you got the hemodialysis patients. They can't have chloramine in the water because it'll go in the blood, and they could a hemodialysis patient could die in minutes and from chloramine in the water. And the solution the hemodialysis units have put out to the public is that they just add another carbon filter. And carbon's not going to take the nitrogen out. You're going to leave out 25% in there out of that nitrogen, no matter what you're talking about. And so they lose the ability in the kidney. These chronic kidney disease patients they lose their ability to filter out all the other toxins, of which there are 37 of them that are known that has to be taken out of the human blood. Now you got to figure about 20 million people are estimated to have kidney disease, and they don't know it. This is according to a lot of good medical epidemiology studies have been done, but charcoal fillers are not going to work, and this is the whole point of it. And this is where I came to the concept of bioaccumulation, where you have nitrogen toxins from an impaired kidney or a liver or an impaired immune system will bioaccumulate in the body. And bioaccumulation is really these amine toxins that are causing the secondary cancer products. And they're going to accumulate in the very dosages of the nitrogens and the chlorine that are in the drinking water, and they're going to accumulate in your organs. This one concept I came up with as a wording to help the public understand this. This was in the year 2004. This one concept has been translated into four foreign languages. I've been printed in five major international papers on this subject. I caused a national scandal in the United Nations on this one concept, to even bring up the concept of bioaccumulation. Accumulation's been around in medicine for a long time, but the public hasn't understood it in the terms that it comes down to everyday world. And when I exposed the chloramine, you would have thought that I had ended the world. But chloramine was really added to try to be a disinfectant to kill Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia, which is a fluke for the human liver. But it doesn't kill all of those Cryptosporidium in there. And also there's not a real force in there for killing all the hepatitis viruses, of which there's hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, and F. Each one of these viruses of hepatitis have a combining process by which they go through the body, and many of these things are formed in the drinking water. And they say, well, it's from a third world nation. You don't have that in America. I'll get into other shows about how the government controls the hepatitis virus research business and how that affects us directly in ways that you can't even imagine. In workmen's compensation costs, health costs, political aspects of genetically engineered business parks, which are dedicated to this one subject. So ammonia is comprised of the nitrogen and three hydrogens. So you have the same hydrogen that makes up water. So if you have a hydrogen that's moving in, is removed from the any amino acid in the body, and it's converted to urea, which is what you're testing, blood urea nitrogen. That's one of the tests you have on your panel when you get tasered, is the fact that, well, when you go to any hospital, you want to know what your kidneys were. That's the amino acid I'm talking about, and that's the nitrogen I'm talking about. Okay, we'll be back on the other side of the break, and I believe that we have, and a good fortune and God being with us, we have another hour of RBN. Call in 800-313-9443.
Oh. Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Yes, this is Wynn Parker at Parker's Pathways. Wynn Parker at Parker Pathways, and I understand we have Paul on the line. We have Paul on the line?
How you doing?
Hello, this Paul?
Yes, can you hear me?
I sure can. This is Wynn Parker, Parker Pathways.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank you guys and your guests for giving up all this good information.
Oh, we're glad we had the chance.
Yeah, if I could, I wanted to plug my web page for a second because it's got some important information. It's myspace.com/awakenfree, AWAKENFREE. There's a lot of great documentaries there if you scroll towards the bottom that you don't have to download. You can just play them. And just like yourself, it's got some very good information. But I'd like to say one thing that I appreciate everything you guys are doing because I love the good information. But I need to see more action from the people that are listening, more importantly, but also for you guys to encourage people, not just to sit down and lullaby, put themselves asleep about all this wonderful entertainment kind of stuff I'm listening to, in some respects, because that's what I feel like a lot of people end up doing. We need to do something about it, because as we progress into the future, if you want to call it that, if there is such a thing, you're seeing that the noose is getting tightened around everyone's neck. not just the guy that you used to be able to say, oh, man, look at him over there, the bad guy. All I can say is, you know, I was thinking before I called into the show today, you know, sometimes when you're crossing the street, you got these people that will stop like they're so polite, and I'm just saying to myself, just go ahead. Go ahead, bye. You're not deceiving me. Until I see some real action and real caring, especially from the Christians, that group. I mean, all you hear is love, 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 and we love the truth. Well, dagnabbit, you people, start telling the truth about 9/11 and the rest of it, please.
Well, you know, one of the things about this, Paul, when I first started on this, I came up with this new legal principle about having a grand jury of science and technology, and where citizens can be a grand jury system for being able to analyze bureaucratic decisions to see if there are any civil or criminal activity from their decisions. This legal principle hadn't been put forth, and I've put this forth nationally as one of the points of Parker Pathways is to promote this idea of grand jury systems to be able to decide which direction these bureaucrats are going, because what happens is they have 15, 20-minute open public forums and public comments in government buildings, and they announce it, and to them they've satisfied the law, and they put these in printed government journals, and the public doesn't read them, and you end up with decisions that are affecting us for the next 20 and 50 years. When I went out the door nationally with this, before I got my own show, where RBN asked me to be a host on my own show, was based in part on this incredible new legal principle, which I felt somebody else had already figured out, but they hadn't, on the concept of a grand jury system to be implemented in various states. 20 attorney generals. Over the period of a year and a half that I've been working on this, have told me that that initiative process to even have a grand jury system cannot happen in the states because the states do not give citizens the right to vote on initiatives and have the concept. The lawmakers make the laws. This is a starting point, Paul. In other words, the whole point here of having action is the fact that you have folks who have delved into their life to want to do something, but there's another fraction of the public which has been lulled into a sense of false security. They do not know their own voting systems. They don't understand, like you take the information I gave earlier about the medical aspect of tasering. You realize how many constitutional amendments are violated and the due process of law has been violated on the fact of having aggressive activity before a warrant process is given. And under the Homeland Security Act, they can go 72 hours, give a warrant after the event. This is exactly what's happening in the public health system. You have the Homeland Security Act, Paul. Under the basis of this, the public health system has absolute police power. They can take your property. They can give you injections. They can put you in a place where you don't want to go legally. And the fact is, when we first started on this, it was a total shock to 15 state representatives whom I talked with personally. They could not believe their own system. I'm for defending the United States of America. There's no joke about that. I'm as much of a person that I'm true blue. I'm a veteran. I got enough medals in the cigar box I don't even talk about. But the problem that we got here is that people have had their rights for real taken away. This is why I have taken the human body and divided into quadrants. There's no joke. And every quadrant is run by a different government entity. And so the public needs to be aware of this, that the fact is that we've all been lulled into the concept of looking at television, seeing a pharmaceutical drug there, and hold a thing and say, take this drug, okay? And then they have the disclaimer. They have the disclaimer. What are the disclaimers? The disclaimers about, well, if you have liver disease, if you have prostate cancer and you have breast cancer and the rest of it, or you have an erectile dysfunction which is going to affect your heart in some way, or you may get depressed. And the whole thing is, and you're supposed to take this information to a physician in your office and say, hey, doc, I want to have, let's take one of these, It's Gambalt, G-A-M-B-A-L-T-A. This has been taken for depression. It can affect a gene which is in the liver to cause you to have become an alcoholic and also affect your blood pressure. Gambalta is a the recent figure of last week, $3 billion, not a year, a month. So if people, and you take Vioxx, Vioxx is back on the market. And I can remember with Dr. Graham, when he had, Dr. Graham went in front of the Congress in Grassley's committee, and they and he had 2.5 million patient records from Kaiser. And the thing, and he's talking about the percentages of heart attacks coming in from Vioxx and the rest of it. And so I, poor Dr. Graham, I don't think that the FDA has given him an upward mobile job in his continuation, but that guy's a hero. He comes in, what does Grassley say? Well, people are going to take drugs anyway. And when I talk with when I talk with legislators about the contaminated water that's real, that's causing bowel colon cancers, that's been designated out of some of those medical research and the whole thing, those legislators will tell me, well, if they've got a problem with the water, they can drink bottled water. And they tell me that the economy of scale, I came up with a thing, they say 5% of the population is going to die anyway. That's what they tell me. That's real world. And yet, the voters, if you ask the voters today, this morning, this is Friday, in fact, the voters were asked yesterday on a national poll, and he said 11% of the voters want health care concerns as one of their voting situations. 34% are talking about the economy, their house, their car, their SUVs, their concept of what it is, 34%. Nothing about health. So, you know, where we have to have is a whole new level. Like I was talking with Dawn, we have to go up the scale of knowledge base to activate, because this country is in trouble. It's in trouble on the concept. They talk about obesity and the rest of it. Obesity is a complex chemical metabolic syndrome, a $7 million an hour business on this planet. $7 million an hour. And people just go ahead and take their drugs. So you're right. We have to go to another level. We have to get this out here. But my job, if I have, if I can get one, two, just five states to implement a grand jury system to change the constitution of their state so that the citizens can have a grand jury to analyze bureaucratic decisions for health, water, and food. Because the food we eat has water in it, and that water is contaminated. I can't tell you how many people don't understand when they go to the grocery store. I'll ask them, do you know where that lettuce came from? I don't care. It's $1.29 a head. I don't give a damn. See? And so this is real. I have these conversations. I'll ask taxi cab drivers. I'll ask anybody. What do you think about this? In my country, we didn't have toilets and everything. This is a great country. It's like I'm watching Mad TV. It's like I'm watching Mad TV. And in terms of the caricatures that are being made of the characters that are in America. No, it's let me tell you, Paul, this is more than just people doing something about it. It's a question of going beyond that. We need a revelation of the knowledge, and we need a revolution in terms of real world interaction.
You're talking about the four quadrants of the body, and I'm assuming that one of them is the mind, and I would have to say that is something. Grand juries are a powerful tool if we can get them.
Oh, yeah. The mind is everything. The chemistry of the mind is the future, is one of the two fields of medicine that's coming up. One is gene therapy, and the other is the chemistry of the mind. You can control the mind, you control the body.
Yeah, I think we should focus on mind control, because it seems to me a lot of people, and when you're talking to people that are in cult groups, they just can't seem to believe they're in a cult group, but I got to tell you, it seems like I'm in one.
Yeah, well, don't you worry, Paul. I hope you call back my show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LightWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Parker and Parker Pathways. I understand we have Gene from Texas. Do we have Gene from Texas?
Yes, you do.
That's wonderful. How are you, Gene?
Well, could be worse.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you can be worse, I guess you're doing all right. Huh?
Yeah.
I want to just say that we have a different kind of cults, of course, but one of the main characteristics of a cult is where you give your mind over to one person or to a group of people, and you let them do, or he or she do, your thinking for you. And you don't check to make sure that what they're telling you is the truth. These cult leaders don't give any good source for their statements. They just expect you to believe what they say because they hold themselves up as being from God or, you know, specially chosen of God to be your cult leader, or not necessarily God. They can just claim to be, you know, some kind of walking encyclopedia, you know, and make you think that everything they say is true. just because they say it's true. And this doesn't have to be just in the area of religion. I'm a Christian, but the Bible does tell you to search and prove all things and hold fast that which is good. And
that's right.
You know, it's, and so we need to do this in everything. And this is what the 9/11 Commission Truth is trying to do. And these statements that are made by the 9/11 Truth Commission are a lot of them are proven or are being proven by science. And I think this is an area where people can be kind of woken up a little. You know, you got to plant a seed when you're trying to wake up people to truth. You've got to plant a little seed of truth and let that seed grow within a person.
Dean, I want to ask you a question, if I may,
sure.
on this. How do you equate your question of the cult related to the exposés I'm making about medicine, clinical work, politics, and what I call the 6 minutes to midnight?
Well, I think a lot of people make a little G God out of their doctor, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe, again, yeah, this is in the area of medicine also. They believe everything their doctor says without question.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go get a second or third opinion. And they don't check to make sure that what they're taking is good for them in the realm of a drug or whatever. They don't check the side effects, which are usually more harmful than what you have.
I have another. Yeah, I know. I have another question to ask you in terms of the whole thing. There are two questions really. One of the things that is of an interest to me is we take this whole business about what's happening in the world out here in terms of the Mideast and the rest of it, and everybody wants to get into it and the 9/11 and the rest of it. The whole thing comes down to the fact that there was even a documentary on television a long time ago, but I happen to know something about this firsthand. There were calendars that were in the Mideast. There were some calendars in America by Islamic and Muslim folks. I'm not blaming them for anything, but they had calendars way before 9/11. Showed two buildings and an airplane crashing into it. Mm. Now, I saw these calendars, and so did hundreds and hundreds of other people, 2 years before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm asking you, in terms of this, what do you think of that point? I mean, that's reality. No one said a word. When I look at the calendar in a person's store, I'm not making an anthropological judgment of his calendar. I mean, I'm looking at the picture. I mean, what is that I'm looking at? You know, I mean, I'm looking at a building with a plane crashing into it. And I can remember asking one time, what does that mean?
Yeah.
The guy would look at me, didn't say anything, continued the transaction.
Well, now, there was a rap group, I think, that had a planes crashing into the towers on their cover, even several years ago.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But the point, and so the whole thing comes down to the fact that where I'm leading to the question is what you think of this following comment that I'm going to make is the fact that those folks that are over there are all around the world, they want to, they're open about it. They want to take us out one at a time. Now, they make that kind of comment. Now, I'm saying we look at the Western culture, we've got a whole show here on how we're trying to keep 180 million people from drinking contaminated water that is going to shorten their life and possibly give them cancer. Now, there's a difference in this philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree to that?
Well, of course. I think you could say it's just coincidence, but that's difficult to say when... you see pictures of planes crashing into the Twin Towers before it happened. I mean, it leads you to think that somebody knew about this before it happened, you know?
Yeah, well, that's right. That's my conclusion on it. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, Gene.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is John Sattler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Pathways and Win Parker here, and I understand we have Joel in Wisconsin. We have Joel in Wisconsin.
Am I on?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Win Parker and Parker Pathways. How are you doing, Joel?
What's your first name again?
Win.
Win?
Win.
Okay. It doesn't come across straight. Okay. You seem to be basing your whole premise on what the government tells you about 911, and... After all the things we find out, that's not exactly true. I mean, I'd have to know where you're coming from. Do you believe the official story or not, what the government tells us?
I have not made a career out of 911. I consider it an attack as big as Pearl Harbor that you read from the history books, and I think it's been an attack on America, and we're at war, and that's pretty much where I'm at, to have a starting point. It's not the focus of what I'm all about in terms of the thing. You know what I'm saying? In other words, to me, this is one of the most important attacks that could have been made. And I talk with all kinds of people about 911. A lot of people have forgotten 911. A lot of people have not even considered 911 as important, and I consider it a personal attack by somebody. You couldn't put out here, what are they talking about? They're talking about 10 to 12 people, and they're all organized. They stayed in the United States. They took aircraft lessons. They lived in Miami, lived it up, and they're supposed to be Islamic folks who don't believe in that kind of lifestyle, but they went ahead and did it, and then they took planes and killed people. And they don't. What about the people that don't show the films of the people jumping out of the building to their death as they held their hands? You know, I mean,
But that's the official story. You're parroting the official story, aren't you? Do you?
But 911, Joel, 911 is not one of my expertises. But I can tell you right now what I know about it. Is from forensic work. In other words, the stuff that the public doesn't see. And I'm going to tell you right now, as I'm going to simplify this, and I think 911, as I said a few minutes ago, is a very impersonal attack on America, and something needs to be drastically changed. The organizations, they had to communicate better. There's no question about it. And we need to have a whole new awareness of the fact that we've got a problem. Somebody wants to attack us, and that's the way you have to look at it.
And I ask a question, though. Are you convinced that the Arabs did that, or is there any room in your mind that possibly the Arabs were set up to take the blame for what happened? I mean, there's lots of possibilities.
You mean the Arabs?
You seem to be jumping to conclusions that you know who did it. Now,
oh, look, I do not want to put myself in the position as an expert on who did 911. I mean, that's not my purview to do that.
Weren't you blaming the Arabs, though, when you said those people that you saw a picture of some airplanes going into a building 2 years before it happened?
Listen, let me put it to you. When I walk into a store, I'm not concerned about their anesthesia. I'm interested in buying a soft drink and getting a sandwich. And if I see something on the calendar, I saw it like hundreds of other people. And the thing is that I'm not asking them their ethnic background, you know, as to what's going on. I wouldn't have known about what those calendars meant if it hadn't been for 911. So that's the best answer I can give you. I mean, it's up to the United States government to try to figure out other people, the agencies try to communicate better on the ground. I will say this to you, that if the United States of America, they had their change when they went to satellites and took people off the ground, there was a lot of information lost. And I can and when that decision was made to put satellites up there and be surveilling the Earth for so-called, I remember they used to talk in the old days about they could read the brand on a cigarette 15,000, you know, miles up, and thing, and you know, and so you have, there weren't people on the ground to talk to people to find out what's going on. So something broke down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Something broke down somewhere. So
in the future, if we find out that, after we find out more, because it's never been proven as to who conducted whatever happened on 911, in the future, if we find out that the whole story is not exactly the way the government portrays it to be, then you would have to change your views on the whole perspective.
Well, I've just said with you, Joel, I'm not putting forth a view on a radio station. I'm putting the view on the fact that there are other things that are involved in policy making. I read stories where people are saying that the government itself did it, or they're conspiracy theories on websites, and there's 911 websites here and people talking there, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, what do we really know about 911? Do we know who was involved? Do we know how many people have been killed in Iraq? Do we know any of these things? We know what the government tells us.
Exactly. The whole story comes from the government.
Yeah,
and you either have to trust them or you don't trust them.
That and here brings me back to this point that I'm bringing out this morning. If somebody gave you a glass of water from your tap water and said, "Hey, Joel, in Wisconsin, whose 7% contamination level of chloramine has got the highest cancer rate in the United States of America from your state, and I hand you a glass of water and say, drink it, you would have to trust me.
You're answering my question. Then you don't trust the government, do you?
No, you're not going to put me into that box. There's no way you're going to put me in that box. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to turn this around on something. This is the point of what I'm trying to put forth in the shows. There are some good things that happen to the United States government when they grant and put things in there. A lot of good stuff comes out in medicine and science and concepts and the rest of it. Where we have our breakdown in this country is after we have all that good work. Now it goes to someone in the government that's a career worker who makes a decision based upon that government building as to how we are going to live for the next 20 years. And my issue is we have to have another legal way to judge that decision. Why is it that the government's immune from those decisions? And that's why the grand jury system is that I'm putting forth on this, a grand jury of science and technology.
Well, I'm all for a grand jury, but my main point here is every bit of information we get comes from the government that more than one person does not trust. I am one of the people that don't trust the government because of its record that speaks for itself. And especially when it comes to 911, that official story, if you analyze it, if you would look into it and analyze it, their official story has more holes in it than a spaghetti string.
No, and so do the Warren Commission on the Kennedy assassination.
Absolutely.
Because they use the Warren Report in some political science classes at Georgetown University as a textbook.
Right.
So the thing comes out of, I'm not saying that the government's wrong or right in the thing. I'm giving you the side, the government studies and the way they think, so you've got good people that do good work. I'm not saying that the people in the bureaucracy are bad people. That's not it. They believe what they're doing, Joel. If you talk with government people as I do, they are as earnest and they feel they're just as American as you and I. But they make decisions based upon the fact this is the social plan. And when I mention to them, well, how many minutes do you think there is to midnight? I talked with on a review to get ready for the show today, all the Defense Department's papers that they wanted to give to me for this issue. For this, and I haven't even covered it in this show, because I wanted to answer the audience, which is what I'm all about. I want to talk to people and the thing on these issues. And the thing is, and one guy says 1 minute, the other general tells me 3 minutes, and I said to him, I won't name it. I said, well, what about six? Let's take 6 minutes, okay? And the other general said to me, we'll give you another minute. So we're at, as of today, 5 minutes to midnight. Now, what kind of world is this? We're going to be walking around 5 minutes to midnight, okay. You know, and they know that it's really 1 minute to midnight.
That's possible. They're playing with rules. They're playing with laws.
Yeah, it doesn't make it, Joel. They can. The whole thing is, I've got a phrase that I use all the time, which is, you cannot fool Mother Nature. And the whole thing is, you can't fool the concept of an ideology. There are wars on this planet that you know about that were fought on an idea. The Crusades, the concept of what the Romans did and the conquering of nations. Look at what's happening now. We have ideological wars which are affecting our health and welfare.
Well,
they're all religious-based.
And we're supposed to be going according to the Constitution, but they've gone away from the Constitution. And you brought up before the social program. That's not, you know, they're not, their job is not to perform a social program. Their job is to live up to their oath that they swore to obey and defend and protect the Constitution.
They have to take the oath before they take the job, Joel.
I know it, but they're not living up to it. I mean, those are traitors as far as I'm concerned. If they swear to defend and protect and uphold the Constitution and they don't do it, that's a traitor and they should be taken out.
Well, I'm not going to get into that one, but I can tell you what part of your statement is totally right. The thing about, you got to keep in mind, we are on here in a country that we have the freedom to be on this radio. And the fact that you go to some other country, you're not going to have that freedom. And you got to think about that one.
Well, can I answer that? If one country has 5% freedom and one country has 6% freedom, and you can always say the one with 6% has more, but neither one has very much, and I'm not going to compare this country to another country. I'm going to compare this country to what it used to be. I am never going to... Anyone that compares this country to another country is thinking backwards as far as I'm concerned. This is no other country.
Yeah, well, we don't have the same America. There's no question about that. I mean, you
right.
can see the small towns in this country have died because of outsourcing and in government policies that were made to give corporations the opportunity to go offshore and have better agreements under the NAFTA and the GATT treaty, the change of intellectual property law, which I'm very much involved in terms of giving China carte blanche to steal, rob, re-engineer, and use it off the Japanese model and do it at the sacrifice of thousands of jobs a year in this country. So, you know, those people too, you know, you talk to the corporate guy, he's not going to worry. He says the government, he pays the politicians on the lobby system. They pass the laws. We go out of the country. And that's the way it started with the making of shoes in this country. A long time ago, it was an example in every economics book in college. Was the fact that how the footwear business went overseas. And none of us ever caught it. We were taking the class and we didn't catch it, you know? So this whole thing is coming down to the fact that we have to look at the people that we live with that are not in the government that make these decisions. Here we're trying to defend small business. If it wasn't for small business in this country, we just wouldn't have an American economy. That's all there is to it.
I agree.
And so we have to listen, Joel. I got to go, but I really do. But I hope you call back. And as far as I'm concerned, I honor your opinion. I swear to gosh, I do. Okay, David, let's bring David in.
Hello,
David in Arizona.
Yes, this is me. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. This is Wynn Parker.
Listen,
Pathways.
I was in the Army. And then I worked for the government in several different capacities for the federal government. And I'm going to tell you the biggest secret the federal government has. Are you ready?
Go right ahead, David.
Have you ever watched the little nature shows and you're out in, I live in Tucson, Arizona. We had a problem with these, what are they called? Mountain lions? Cougars?
Yeah.
And they said when you see a mountain lion or a cougar, don't crouch down and try to hide because he'll think you're prey and come and eat you for a snack. They said what you do is you stand up and you swing your arms and you wave and you scream and yell and you bluff him and scare him off, right?
Uh-huh.
Then he'll leave you alone. Well, the biggest secret of all that the federal government has is they're not as big and bad as we all think they are. It's
mm-hmm.
just a big bluff. They're barely together. It's
mm-hmm.
just a collective of a bunch of people doing some jobs and they're hoping to keep their job and get a pension. And they just try to bluff us all the time. They have to pull a Waco and stuff like this all the time, and then they have to put out these little things. Oh, maybe we were behind the whole damn 9/11 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we did this, maybe we
mm-hmm.
did that. To keep us all in check.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I'm 55 now. When I was a kid, people used to keep it together because they'd get in their neighbor's business and say, hey, stop doing that behavior or stop doing this. Well, no one cares about that anymore. Now
mm-hmm.
it's all fear that keeps us in check.
Well, that's,
if we went rampant and went on a rampage, they don't have enough cops and guns and bullets and military to keep us all in order.
Yeah, well, we used to call it in psychology in the old days, we used to call it fear arousal communication.
Oh, wow, you're getting into stuff way over my head.
You see what I'm saying?
In other words, a life preserver.
Yeah, in other words, if you can promote the arousal of fear in some, then you can change a person's behavior.
Well, yeah, that's what keeps most people from doing wrong is the fear of being locked up, incarcerated.
I have a lot of research that I've gone over on chlorine and how it affects the neurotoxicity hindbrain of rats, and how that can be extrapolated in what's called psychoimmunology of humans and how it changes the human behavior. And with that one piece of information, there have been two movie scripts based upon that theme. And that's from Tap Water,
what were they?
David.
That's what, were they?
What the X-Files.
Oh yeah. Now, how do I keep this chlorine out of my body?
You can't from one side of the way the state of the art of the engineering is right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm promoting is the concept of alternate engineering at the headwaters. In other words, a change of policy through law so that we can have. The reverse osmosis and the ultraviolet and the ozonations at the headwater, not downpipe. Because the way it stands now, United Nations has told the United States of America that if you fix your leaks in America, you will have enough water to survive. The problem is that the pipes are being deteriorated by the chemistry in the water.
Right, right.
And so you have what we have here is the fact that when you put it in your body and you add it to the other toxins that are in your kidney and liver, then you've got problems, and this is what I'm all about. And I'll be talking a lot about this on a lot of future shows.
I hope you listen
to future shows because I'm going to be going into
I listen all the time. Now, there's this place down the street, and they sell water, and it's ultraviolet, reverse osmosis, ozonated, and all that stuff. Now, do you think I should go there and buy my water?
Is that for the moment, as an interim solution, David,
yeah,
that would be a good idea to do that.
That would be a good idea.
And another thing, make sure that you take electrolytes.
Oh, is that equipment too expensive for me to buy to filter my own?
Yeah, at the moment. You call back in another show, David, and I'll lead you around.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Booker, Parker's Pathways. This is Wynn Parker, Parker Pathways. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can also write Wynn Parker, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I wanted to just wrap up a few things that is very important in terms of all of this aspect of the genetic damage that's done to your white cells from the water, the concept of recycled water, which is in blended water systems that a lot of water districts are trying to put forth across America. You don't want to have that into the water system or to be able to drink that. And as a lot of the aspects of formations of ways of trying to defend yourself in terms of health care and the rest of it has to do with a process of understanding the basic idea of how far one can go to try to change the chemistry of your body. And one of the aspects of doing this is, in future shows, will be the concept of the kinds of tests that will be necessary for you to do to get a good look at, to get a good reference point as to where you are. And we'll be discussing a lot of these things in terms of how it affects the future politics and laws of this country to really get ourselves ready for making real change and trying to force into the national psyche a hope or a survival on a whole new level. And I really appreciate the dedication. I'm going to make a dedication of this first show to Rita, and who's a very good friend of ours, and we hope that all goes well for all the people that will be benefited from the sacrifices that have been made by this. I've enjoyed being on the show, and I'll look forward to the future shows and all of the processes that go on with it. And I want to wish everyone a good health and happy thinking. Happy thinking for everybody.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.